Out of obstacles. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jivedaya Kori It's Jivedaya Kori. It's a surrender song, not exactly.
You have that Jivedaya Kori? It's a PowerPoint. It's already meaning. Yes, right there.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jivedaya Kori Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jivedaya Kori Sapasada Siya Dhamma Sahaya Batari Atanta Durlava Prema Kori Bare Dana Atanta Sikhaye Charana Gati Bhakate Na Pram Sikhaye Charana Gati Bhakate Na Pram Daina Atma Nive Kapitevarana Kapitevarana Nayatma Nivedana Kapitevarana Devana Abhasharakshi Be Krishna Vishaso Palana Bhakti Anukula Mata Kadira Sikara Bhakti Anukula Mata Kadira Sikara Bhakti Pratikula Bhava Bhajanangita Bhakti Pratikula Bhava Bhajanangita Saranga Sarana Gati Aibejahara Saranga Sarana Aibejahara Tahara Prathana Sune Srinanda Kumara Upasanatana pade dante pina kari upasana. Binada pare Dhruvapada dhari Bhakati binada pare Dhruvapada dhari Kandiya kandiya pale Amitaya dhama Sikhaye saranagati karahe uttama Sikhaye saranagati karahe uttama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kari Sapasada siyadhama sahayavatari Sapasada Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Gurudev, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Gurudev, Jaya,
Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya, Guru Parampara ki.
So as Prabhupada recommended, we are going to recite three times. Please repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are serving Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Madhulila chapter 19, text 175 to 177. Bhukti Mukti Adi Bancha Jodi Mane Haya. Sadhana Karile Prema Utpanna Na Haya. Bhukti Mukti Adi Bancha Jodi Mane Haya. Sadhana Karile Prema Utpanna na haya. Bhukti Mukti Adi Vancha Jodi Mane Haya. Sadhana Bhakti Mukti Adi Vancha Jodi Mane Haya. Bhakti Mukti Adi Vancha Jodi Mane Haya. Sadhana Karile Prema Mataji.
Bhukti Mukti Adi Vancha Jodi Mane Haya.
Sadhana Karile Prema Utpanna Na Haya.
Bhukti Mukti Adi Vancha Jodi Mane Haya.
Sadhana Karile Prema Utpanna Na Haya.
Bhukti Mukti Adi Vancha Jodi Mane Haya.
Sadhana Karile Prema Utpanna Na Haya.
The synonyms, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. So synonyms, bhukti, material enjoyment, we can do together. Mukti, to become liberated from material bondage. Adi, answer on. Pancha, desires. Jodi, if, mone, in the mind. Haya are sadhana karile, even executing devotional service according to the regulative routine. Prema, real love of Krishna. Utpanna, awaken. Na, not. Haya. translation and purport by Prabhupada. Translation. If one is infected with the desire for material enjoyment or material liberation, he cannot rise to the platform of pure loving service unto the Lord. Even though he may superficially render devotional service according to the routine regulatory principles. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that if one maintains within his heart the desire to enjoy the result of good work, or being embarrassed by the material world, the desire to get out of material entanglement, one will never be able to attain the transcendental mellow of devotional service. In other words, one must not desire material profit when rendering devotional service. Even if one follows all the 64 regulative principles, he cannot attain pure devotional service with a contaminated heart. So there are three verses, but we'll discuss on the first one and then we'll go to the next. Please join for Mangalacharan if you can, offering our heart to Shri Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Pimirandasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namo Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanitamsya Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhupayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 While I was reading the purport this morning on this sloka, very interesting, how it's very relevant to our day-to-day life. Of course, we are devotee followers of Srila Prabhupada and this great parampara. So we are not judgmental or sentimental, but we try to remain transcendental. Arjuna was confused himself when Krishna proposed him to introduce Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga, not Karma Kanda. Karma Yoga means you do the activities according to scriptures and you engage the fruits of that to please the Lord. Karmakanda means you please the Lord or do jagna to get the things for yourself. But then Arjuna suggested to Krishna, what if I am qualified for Jnana Yoga? Let's not do any activity. I'm not going to fight in the ghastly warfare. Why you are induced? Prabhupada translated like this. The first verse in third chapter, if you remember, fourth chapter, Jnana Yoga. Why you are engaging me in this ghastly war when I am looking for peace and happiness? So Krishna says, even if you are eligible, still you should do karma yoga. You should get involved in activities. I like the logic that Krishna gave. He said, yes, the purpose of Jnana Yoga means you are not involved in any activities. You are just going to study the philosophy whole day, chanting or doing something, no activities really. And when death comes, you will be out because you did not do you did not get involved with any activities, so there is no reaction. So you are liberated, done. But then Krishna says, yes, but you are born with particular nature, combination of demons. You will not be able to concentrate in reading scriptures whole day or meditating on the Lord. Well, he himself is the Lord Krishna. So he said, that's not possible. And many verses, one of the famous verses I quoted many times probably, that 1860, Sabhava jena kunteya nivadda sena karmana kartum nechasi jan mahat karishyasi avasya apitat. Arjuna, you are born with a particular combination of Kshatriya nature. You will be compelled to fight. Even if you renounce everything, go to the forest, you will still fight with the animals or whatever. You cannot escape from what you are born with. So in this case, Krishna further explains that in our constitutional level, we have a fundamental identity. We are servant of Krishna. So that's true. But to act on that platform, it's almost impossible for the conditioned soul. So Guru comes, spiritual master comes, he gives an idea, he or she gives the idea how to engage this conditioned soul who are born with a contaminated nature. Prabhupada translates in 3.35 as a psychophysical nature. Like, I'll make a little joke sometime, like, how many of you want to become pure devotee? Pure follower of Prabhupada, raise hand, and everybody will raise hand. And how many wants to enjoy that person and make a lot of money, enjoy, you know, have a house on the beach, their hand goes like that. But deep down in the heart, we have that desire. Maybe not you all, because you all are purified. But majority, when they join in this movement, they have a desire. They may not see it immediately, but after 6 months, 1 year, got initiated, then all of a sudden they feel like, maybe I should get married, but it's hard work. So they go through some tough time, they eventually probably get married. And they want to make money, then they move to America or go to some other place where the devotee association is better, also I can make the money on the side. So there is a war within the heart of a sadhaka or practitioner. Should I take care of my family, I need the money, or should I just sit down in the temple whole day and meditate and chant? Both they want, but how to reconcile? That's why this verse is so nice. And I really appreciate Srila Prabhupada's way he translates Today Mother Mukhya was mentioning about Atma Tattva Prabhu, the same Atma Tattva Prabhu. He was with us in Mayapur early 80s, and he used to tell us a story. One story was that this third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, if you look at the Bhagavad Gita, it's very interesting the way Prabhupada translates. He said third chapter, Karma Yoga, and then he writes action in Krishna consciousness. And if you go to fourth chapter, he does not say Jnana Yoga. He says transcendental knowledge. And I'm thinking like, wow, how did Prabhupada like giving such a hidden? Now, Atma Tattva Prabhu, when he went to this yogi, or some kind of Mayavadi scholar, he said, I don't want this Bhagavad Gita. He said, why? He said, I saw already. He writes Karma Yoga, he writes action in Krishna consciousness. Where in Karma Yoga it says this? So Atma Tattva Prabhu said, he didn't even look at it. So he looked at it. He said, yeah, Prabhupada writes Karma Yoga means action in Krishna. So then he came later on and he told Prabhupada that this one Mayavadi did not like. He said, everywhere you put Krishna, 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 everywhere. Prabhupada said, yeah, because he took it out. Everywhere where Krishna is supposed to be, he took it out. I just filled it up there. So it's very sweet. So Karma Yoga, if you look at back, what Prabhupada actually, the reason he says this, because Krishna gave a very scientific way. When we have our nature, for whatever reason, you can say plain language, sense gratification or exploitation, doesn't sound good, but it is there within. I went through also, I'm still probably going through. And ISKCON is the only one that society that actually is accommodate both our fundamental identity and the functional identity. Functional identity means I am born with particular assumed nature, combination of three modes. So functional identity, I am a man, I am a businessman, I am a doctor, I am a banker. We have I am a father of these two kids. So we have a functional identity. And then fundamental identity that we are pure servant. So then Krishna suggested him that if you engage in Karma Yoga, means whatever nature you have, you are born with Kshatriya. I mean, I looked at the verse, I could not see that how Krishna gave the choice, but Prabhupada put it in the purport. He said, Krishna gave him a choice, you fight for me or you will fight for my Maya. I said, wow. Then I looked at the verse, yeah, it makes sense. You can actually draw from that verse. And Prabhupada is such a wonderful translator, I would say. Bhavartha. Not lexicographic translation, but esoteric translation. Or I would say Vaishnava translation. That whatever nature we have, we should not feel bad, because that's what I'm born with. What can I do? I have a desire to make money. Also I want to become pure devotee and advanced. But we can accommodate both by engaging that propensity in Bhakti Yoga under a Guru's guidance, where we can actually purify that existence. Now, this is the one way to look at it, and that is perfect. Most of the devotees are doing it. But there's a little warning I have to give. Because sometimes, very few, once in a while, they slip off from their bow they take from Guru in our movement. They should maintain those vows, 16 rounds minimum, 4 regulative principles, no way breaking. Otherwise you will just fell off the path. But majority we are trying to keep it up, and that is the hope for future generation and the rest of the population in the world, that they will get infected by this. Another way to look at also this verse, that Krishna says in 2.47, karmanyevadikaraste mahaphaleshu kadachana. It's one of the verses I mentioned many times, because in my early life in ISKCON, I was also life membership director in Mayapur, Calcutta. So we were making lots of life members, and lot of rich people in India, they have a nice frame, this loka, 2.47. Whether they understand or not, I don't know what they are understanding those days, but it is there. It's all, like a lot of rich people has this. So I always has the curiosity, like why people like this verse amongst the rich Indian Hindu background, mostly. Why? So more I dig, and I reflected this morning also, that's very interesting, because Krishna says, you work. Karmanne evadi adhikar means right. You have a right to work, but you are not entitled for the result. So then question comes, if I am not entitled for the result, what will motivate me to work? Govinda Prabhu, you will be working from tomorrow in my factory. He said, what am I going to get? No, nothing. Oh, I need salary, I need money. See, we always have some motivation, isn't it? Like, what will motivate me to work in this world? So Krishna says here, no, but actually it is a misunderstood by me before. And I hope some devotees are not in that category. Maybe you all understood already. What I understood that if we analytically break down the word to word meaning, karma ne eva adhikaraste ma phaleshu. Krishna did not say you don't have a goal. Krishna says fall means result. So you are not entitled for the result, but you should have a goal set. In fact, if you look at Mahabharata, that every day in everybody's camp, in the Pandavas camp, Krishna used to be there. And at night, before they go to sleep, they would plan what they're going to do tomorrow. Bhima, you're going to attack this, you're going to kill them. Arjuna, you're going to attack this. Because the captain, commander chief is Yudhishthira Maharaj, and he would tell. And Krishna would sit there and he would listen. Now Krishna could have intervened. Lord could have intervened and said, hey Arjuna, I already told you Bhagavad Gita that you don't set your goal. But that's not what it meant. Means that we should have a goal in our life every day or every year, but we should not be attached to the result. There's a big difference. What is the difference? That when you set a goal, you have an impetus. Yes, I want to reach the goal. And you'll do so much, you'll put so much energy to endeavor. It makes sense? Okay, this week I'm going to chant extra 2 rounds, Kartik Mas. One Mataji told me that I need blessing. I said, oh great, what is the need? Of course, we all need blessing, but that should be more specific. Because Prabhupada told to those Indian rich men, they are like begging, blessing, blessing. I'm sure you all heard that. But then Prabhupada really like, I don't know his mood what he was. Mother Malati Prabhu probably knows better than me. But the way Prabhupada reacted, he said, I'll give you blessing if you are ready, that you all become like them. And he was showing the wisdom disciples. Oh, no, not that much. We are not good. So what blessing they were looking for? Their sense gratification to grow more. More money, more this, more that. That's the purpose, I'm guessing, to meet the sadhus. In India, it's very common. They want blessing from the sadhus for their own sense gratification, material comfort more. Now, Prabhupada is not against that, but if you engage it in Krishna's service, but they didn't show that. Because there are another example when that rich man was complaining so much to Prabhupada. And Gopal Krishna Maharaj was the brahmachari that time, Gopal Krishna. And Prabhupada said, what is the problem? He said, just too much pressure, too much worry, anxiety. Prabhupada said, what do you want? He said, please bless me so I can be relieved from this. Prabhupada said, no problem. Gopal Krishna, here is Gopal Krishna, you can transfer the business to him and we'll take care of all your problem and everything. No, 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 not that Maharaj, not that. What are you looking for? It's very confusing because they don't really know what they are looking for. But they have some idea, they just want the sense gratification more. But that will not solve the problem because birth, death, old age, disease are there. So to understand this, I'll end with this, that yes, we should have every day or every month, every year, there's a goal. We want to preach this many, we want to do this. But what will be the result is up to Krishna. Mundane example also, if I am a student in the school, I think I want to get the best grade, you know, 100 or at least 99 in that exam. Now, if I grow up as a space scout or what you call, not properly understood, Krishna generation, and I say, if my mom says, are you studying? No, don't worry about the exam. I'm depending on Krishna everything. Now, is that what this verse is explaining? No! Dependence on Krishna means responsibility, not irresponsibility. I'm not preparing for my exam, that is irresponsibility. This is what I understand from this verse, nicely Prabhupada explained in Bhagavad Gita. So means we have to prepare for the exam, and when exam comes, after exam, I'm done. If I start worry, will that do any good? Because the result is not up to me, it's up to Sridhadimuni. I mean, he's the teacher, you know, he sits here sometimes, he just gives the result on his. So, it is up to the teacher. It makes sense? So, we must endeavor every day, whatever we are planning to please Prabhupada and Krishna, we must do, and we should do with full heart and as much possible to make it perfect. After we've done, what will be the result is not up to us, and we should not worry about it. That's all what Krishna says in that verse. Make sense? Okay. Now we'll go to the next one. Text 176. We can recite together the verse instead of resting. Bhukti mukti spriha javat visha chiridi bhartate Tabat bhakti sukhashartha katham abhodaye bhavet. Translation and short part. The material desire to enjoy the material world and the desire to become liberated from material bondage are considered to be two witches. Everybody knows what witches are. You know what witches are? You lost your identity when they really attack you. Can you ask me who am I? What is my name? Ask me. My name is Alacho. Is that okay? But I live here. So I live in this body, but we identify with the body. What's the difference? Same. That's what the Pishachi Paile Janamati Channahai, the famous verse Prabhupada quote. That when witches attack, that's how we identify ourselves. With the body, with the mind. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm man, I'm woman, I'm this, I'm that. But we never say, I'm a follower of Prabhupada, I'm a follower of Krishna, I'm a Krishna servant. That is our identity. But I'm not saying that in the immigration you say that, I'm a servant of Krishna. You have to say whatever the passport says. Otherwise they may not give you visa. So the material desire to enjoy the material world and the desire to become liberated from material bondage are considered to be two witches, and they hunt one like ghosts. As long as these witches remain within the heart, how can one feel transcendental bliss? As long as those two witches remain in the heart, there is no possibility of enjoying the transcendental bliss of devotional service. This verse is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.22. So very, very, very nice. Now, this is talking about the happiness in the spiritual path. So when we are talking about the happiness in the spiritual path, how to understand the happiness in the spiritual path? Well, first of all, when we join, first thing we should focus, what I understand from Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita, is that 17.16, that happiness is an austerity. You think it's good to get up early morning in a cold weather, take shower and come to temple, and then Mother Mitka says, she's actually loving mother. But she said, leave all the door open. Not for punishing us because of the COVID. She cares for us. That's how we kept the temple still open. So I appreciate that. And I do come and open all the doors. Now I like it because no fear of the COVID, that more ventilation we have. So happiness we should look as an austerity. And if you want to go deeper, read that Bhagavad Gita 17.16. Krishna says, mana prasadat sammattam maunam atma vinitha bhavasam siddhi iti etat tapo manasam uchyate. And proper translation is, that serenity, simplicity, gravity, self-control, purity of thought are austerities of the mind. So first we'll discuss that happiness as an austerity. How? If you say, well, happiness, I thought like putting ice cream in the mouth and then you experience some flavor or some convincing way. Then you should ask a question, is happiness an emotion? Is happiness a decision? Or is happiness a benediction? Which one? So 17.16 Bhagavad Gita is the austerity of the mind. Krishna says first, even if you look at the verse before, he say same thing, Prabhupada put it little more than Krishna actually spoke, but you can draw it, I see how Prabhupada drawn it. That before you speak to somebody, make sure it is an austerity, you should think it is an austerity. Means you may not like what actually will please that person, it is for the beneficial of that person. I may not like that person, but I have to voluntarily prepare myself before I speak. So it's austerity. Means, okay, if I do this every day morning sadhana, I will literally get rid of all the unwanted things in my life. And body is not going to like get sick. I just have to get habituated. So in one sense, if you really do this, and if you cultivate every day, you will find a satisfaction. Now I tell you something like this. Just like one of the Gurukuli boy asked me the other day, he said, how can be your happiness is austerity? I said, okay, if you have you are born in the devotee family, you are starving to death. Now, finally you went to a place where they sell vegetarian food. Okay, you're going to offer. They gave you a plate. And said, is it everything vegetarian? Yes. Just maybe 1 or 2% meat, beef. So I asked that boy, will you think? He said, no. I said, look, you didn't even think. Immediately you said, no. Is that... Now, next 1 hour, you will be starving still. Is that happy, or you will take the food and later on you realize maybe some beef was there? Which one will make you happy? He said, I better not eat. I said, you see that? It's the exactly same thing what we do in sadhana. If you look at that way, instead of sleeping little extra, maybe sleep early, bed, early rise, in America it says, keeps the man healthy and wise or something like that. So if we do this austerity for in the morning, and you will come to a point, yes, I'm progressing, yes, I'm progressing, I'm taking this. So this is necessary. Because of the time, I'm just going to go to the bottom of this. I made a little chart, but I can send it somebody. Anyway, but I cannot show you. So four ways we can find the satisfaction in this. One is, when you come to practice Krishna consciousness, I'm not saying any of you, you all are above, but generally I'm reflecting in my own life. I did not have an emotion to be happy while I am in Mangalarti. I did not plan for that emotion. Nor I made a decision, when I am going to be in the Mangalarti pole today, I will be happy. There is no decision, there is no emotion. But if we keep on practicing, so no emotion of happiness to chant or glorify Guru in Mangalarti, and no decision of happiness while chanting or singing. So in one sense we are miserable, but it purifies, and eventually we come to a level that actually sadhana, when we go deep down, then we will convince ourselves that those who are not doing sadhana, they are in a miserable situation. They cannot see it, what is coming end of their life or next life. But those who are doing sadhana, actually they made the decision and they are happy, and next or end of this life or even before, they will awaken love and they will be floating in ecstasy. There is another group of people or devotee, that there is the emotion of happiness but no decision to be happy. Like a gathering, few gurukulis, they are going to chant. They are going to sing very loud and they feel some emotion. But they don't make decisions, so they don't continue. They don't sustain. You can relate, you can see it. Things may be good around us, we sometimes feel the emotion of happiness, but we have not made the decision to be happy. We experience moodiness and affect our relationship, that creates tension sometimes. It's not easy. Then there is a third category. There is a decision to be happy. There are a lot of, I call them as a core. I have a gradation in my sannyas college teachings, that there is a 5 stages. One day I was talking to Pushkar Prabhu, he gave me some tips. He didn't know that, but it actually helped me a lot. That we, in our spiritual life, if you look at it from the beginning till now, wherever we are, there is a different level of our consciousness. One level, no commitment at all, just came to explore whatever the exploration will be. And then later on, as our commitment began, then we go to next level, the next level, the next level. We call in an English name, Prahladananda Maharaj give a name. It's like committed, core, like this. So those are core devotees, they really experience that I live my life for only Prabhupada's pleasure and Krishna, no other purpose. But for some devotees, it may not be like, that's a good idea, I want to be, but I have a this, I have a business, I have to take care of this, I have to take care of this. It's nothing wrong, it's okay, but this is like a different steps. You just go one level to another. So there is a decision to be happy, but there is no emotion of happiness. And during that time we have a sadhana every day practicing. And happiness is a decision, therefore austerity is voluntarily taken by those devotees. You will see them. doesn't matter where they are always doing their sadhana. Because they made a decision and they stick to it. But what about the emotion? That sadhana, when they made a decision, will proceed towards emotion. And they need an anchor, because emotion with decision actually makes a strong anchor. And they will get it, for sure. They go to the next level and they experience this. There is the emotion of happiness and decision to be happy also. And they have transcended these three modes. Three modes. Not that we don't use the three modes. As long as we are in the material world, we use the three modes. Just like in a Facebook, you have sometimes too much news. I'm tired of it. So you need some ignorance. Ignorance means you don't want. Okay, I don't want anymore look at in the Facebook. I'm tired. Too much news. And too much bombarding, the same thing, disturbance. Okay, I don't know. But you cannot escape from it unless you take a little ignorance. Ignorance means inertia, you know, inertia. Don't feel like to chant. It's just the opposite. So sometimes you can engage those inertia. Okay, I don't want it. You have to take rest. This body has to be rested, otherwise you won't be able to serve properly. So like this, they engage. The ignorance does not direct their life, or passion does not direct their life. Rajagun, Tamagun. Their Sattagun directs, or Shuddha Sattva. So they transcend. This is so nice level. They transcend the modes. And their consciousness rises as they are connected to Krishna. And they are attracted to Krishna. And they get benediction of Krishna. And they are naturally, they are joyful. And there are a lot of devotees in our movement, you see, like that. Not majority, but a lot of them are there. If we know the nine symptoms, other day we were discussing that how Prabhupada said these nine symptoms, you should check in one lecture, he said, 5 years back, where you were, 5 years past, where are you now? You should reflect and see. It's necessary. Otherwise, how do we know where we are and where we are going? Has to be. So I'm going to, because of the time, I'm sorry, I'm going to just last verse. Oh, Krishna, now I realize the last verse is the most important verse, but we are going to listen together. Sadhana bhakti haite hai rati raudai rati gara haile tara premana mahai. Translation and purport. By regularly rendering devotional service, one gradually becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of God. When that attachment is intensified, it becomes love of God. So we have to come, like previous explanation I was saying, the fourth level, the happiness you can go. Fourth level, those who are in the fourth level, most of our spiritual leader in ISKCON, I see two ways. One is managerial leader, there is a spiritual leader. Sometimes, like Prabhupada was genius on both. He was a managerial leader and spiritual leader. But sometimes in our movement, some are very good in the managerial leadership. Some are very good in spiritual leadership. So we have a nice variety, wonderful. So here, those who are on the fourth category, they are in this position. Actually, last verse on 17th chapter Bhagavad Gita, I love that part what Prabhupada says. You know, you ever wonder like where you get faith or increasing your faith, belief? You maintain a belief. Where do you get this? So in that purport, Prabhupada writes that you get from strong desire, when you have a strong desire, 7.22 Krishna says, Jo jo yam yam tanum bhakta saddhaya vachita icchati. Dasya tasya achalam saddha. If you have a strong desire to reach something, I will give you. Then Prabhupada says, how does he give? He gives to the Advanced Devotee Association. And Prabhupada breaks down that when a conditioned soul comes and practices and takes a shelter of Guru, I'm paraphrasing Prabhupada's purport, You can read that. It's a wonderful part. Then as he progressed, then by the association of his advanced guru, then he will get the faith within his heart. And that same faith, as it matures, it turns into, anybody? Krishna Prem. Is the same Shraddha, faith, transformed into Prem. Now those who are not practicing, it's not possible Prem will appear. Because the faith that Guru gives at the time of initiation, you holding, you maintaining, Guru wants you to do sadhana, that's what turns into Prem. Not last moment of death when it happens something miracle. It can, if Krishna can make anything miracle, but it's gradual progress. So purport, I'm going to read very quick. Srila Prabhupada writes, there are three verses Prabhupada gives, they are so important verses. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.2 gives the following information about sadhana bhakti. Now anybody ever wonder, like what is the definition of sadhana? This is the verse. And the original purport Prabhupada gives another, in Chaitanya Charitamrita gives two pages purport, very nice. So together, Kriti Saddha Bhavet Saddha Bhavasa Sadhana Vida Nitta Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakattam Riti Saddhata. The process of devotional service beginning with chanting and hearing is called Sadhana Bhakti. This includes the regulative principles that are intended to awaken one to love devotional service. Devotional service is always dormant in everyone's heart. By the offenseless chanting of the holy names of the Lord, one's original dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened. Everybody understanding? Am I reading too fast? Means our purpose of daily sadhana is only one. What is it? What the purpose is summarizing? To awaken that love which is all along within my heart or in your heart. This can be divided into many different parts. See how wonderfully he explained. Including faith, association with devotee, means sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, if you follow, Prabhupada putting it into English. Initiation by spiritual master, engagement in devotional service under the instruction of spiritual master, steadiness in devotional service, in Sanskrit called nishtha. Awakening of the taste for devotional service, in Sanskrit we call ruchi. In this way, one can become attached to Krishna and His service. When this attachment is intensified, it results in ecstatic love for Krishna. The word rati is explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as follows. Bhaktam asrinitantara lakshate rati lakshanam mumuksho prabhrittanam chet bhavedesha rati nahi. When the tenderness of heart is manifest, there is roti or attachment. Those who are interested in being liberated from material bondage must manifest this tenderness called roti. This attachment is not like material attachment. When one is liberated from material contamination, the awakening of attachment for Krishna's service is called roti. In the material world, there is attachment for material enjoyment. But this is not rati. Transcendental rati can be awakened only on the spiritual platform. Ecstatic love for Krishna, prema, is described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.41 as follows. Together. Shammanma Sritana Santo Mamatta Tishankita Bhava esha sandratma budhe prema nigattate. When the heart is completely softened, devoid of all material desire, and when one's emotional feeling becomes very strong, one becomes very much attached to Krishna. Such purified emotion is known as pure love. This verse itself is complete Krishna consciousness. This purport itself is complete. Anyone has a further question or comment? Can I ask a question to Mother Maluk? Is that okay?
You probably have to answer it yourself.
No. I cannot answer for you. You are the one. I always adore, admire you. The You were not even initiated at that time, I'm assuming, when you got that Jagannath or Baladev doll, Indian doll, happened to be teaching.
I was.
And Prabhupada paid obeisances.
I was initiated.
Oh, you were initiated at that time. Okay. Can you put the microphone too? It should be there. Did you put it on?
Maybe over here.
So your question was what?
That when Prabhupada paid obeisances, and you also paid obeisances, how did you have that strong faith at that time, not looking mundane way, that this is just an Indian doll, not Supreme Absolute Truth, and till today you have that strong faith? I want to be contagious or like that.
Well, actually that little event that's precluded by another incident before I even met Srila Prabhupada, whereupon I was shown a copy of the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto in three parts. So I was shown the first copy. And at that point in time, being part of the, you know, hippie mindset, the hippie sampradaya, the concept of God was not clear. Maybe there was God, maybe there was not. That was the famous Time cover where they, it was a black cover with red at the time, but then it said, God is dead. So it was really mixed up. I'm God, you're God, we're all God, there is no God. Very mixed up. And I personally felt that I would definitely not qualify as God. If that was the case, there was no hope in this world. And and we had not been exposed to any of the Oriental philosophy yet. Just the I Ching and Tibetan Book of the Dead were pretty much our go-tos. So when I was shown this cover, shown the book, you see this blue-skinned person with four arms lying on a snake, and you're not sure where he is in this. You know, and then there's all these other little blue-skinned people lying, you know, standing up with four arms floating around. But this one had a plant growing out of his navel, and on top of that plant there was another person, blue-skinned, but that person had four heads. So it was really, you know, interesting and perplexing. And so I asked, it was McClendon who showed me, he says, you know, who is this? And in a very sober way, he said, this is God. And immediately, immediately there was, for my part, acceptance, this is God. From the Christian standpoint, we understand man is made in the image of God, so that's there, but it doesn't mean you're God, just, you know. So I always felt, well, if there's God, then it's got to be some connection in appearance, but he can't be like us, and we can't be like him. So when McQuinnis said, well, this is God, and I'm looking at this, you know, blue skin, four arms, with the whole soul, But immediately I accepted that. There was not even any confusion about, wait, how could this be? I just accepted that. So much in the same way when I was informed that this small, colorful figurine was God. This is Jagannath. Jagga means Lord of the universe, Krishna. Immediately I accepted. It wasn't difficult to accept for me.
So that means you have a strong faith. You are advanced in your previous life. I mean, to be honest, how many people will just see a doll figure and say, that's it, the Lord of the world?
It was because it was coming from Srila Prabhupada.
Okay.
Just like when I looked, then I started looking in the book, and it was very a very strong moment, because having met previous so-called gurus, who just, you know, were the famous babblers of so-called flowery words, only, you know, from their minds mostly, and it had nothing to show for it. So up until being shown the book, I wasn't too sure if I wanted to meet this Swami or not, even. But when I saw that book, when I saw, here is God, and then within the book, the actual language, the transliteration, the translation, the word, this was something, this was substantial. And I kept seeing a particular repetitive phrase, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. I only think Srila Prabhupada introduced that particular phrase into our, you know, and where else do you see that?
That's
true. So that was a very strong and powerful connection. So that's when I wanted to meet that person. I wanted to meet that guru, because he was showing evidence that was unknown and not shown to us by these other people that came. So when that person, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, said, this is God, referring to Jagannath, immediate acceptance, because he was a person of knowledge. He wasn't tripping out on acid. But one devotee came to the temple in Amsterdam, and they had Jagannath deities. And that devotee and his wife were like, what is this? Are they balloons? They couldn't figure out. Yeah. Another devotee, who's a now very prominent spiritual leader, he just thought, what is this? These guys must be tripping out on acid. But because I had somehow or other had the good fortune of accepting Prabhupada's superiority, spiritual superiority, even before meeting him, based on the book, Bhagavatam, First Canto, based on the cover, based upon the interactive words in between, then that when he said, this is God, it didn't require an adjustment of my mind. It was an immediate acceptance.
Very, 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 very attractive. So it was not really Jagannath, what I understood so much, but the word of Prabhupada actually made you convinced and accepted. Yes, he is the Supreme Lord. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Any other reflection, discussion? No? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gautamande hariye, Mandir ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Thank you for today.